Welcome to the Peace Apostolic Ministries podcast. For more information about Peace or other resources from John Alley, visit peace.org.au. If you would like to contribute financially to this ministry, you can do so at our website, peace.org.au/give, or use the donate button in our app. Thanks for joining with us today. We hope you enjoy the following message.
Good morning, everybody. Really good to see you. Now, we have another little treat right now, another one of these young men that are going to come give us their insights. Yep, now, of course, we're saving the best, you know. At least that's what I've told him, to put the pressure on him, you know. And now, this is Ross, our dear brother Ross Blamey. He turned 60 recently. I thought, Ross is not 60, surely. Turns out he is. Ain't you? He is, yes, he is. Well and truly. I always thought of him as 40, you know, just some young bloke still growing up. Anyway, Ross, come out here. Where's that microphone? So anyway, Ross, how many minutes will we give you? How many can we trust you with? Now, Ross has a church down in Victoria, Piersdale. I've been there a few times and been to his house many times. And there's a whole group of people there we're in fellowship with. Thank God for all of them. And for Ross and Robin. Now, Ross is an old pig farmer, old dairy farmer. He's still a chook farmer, but he's a plumber. Got a plumbing business, pastors a church, and he sends me the most interesting texts, just thoughts, you know, things he's seeing. Kind of very unusual, you know, like you're touching on unusual things usually. Anyway, Ross, I've asked Ross if he'll do what the other fellows did and just give us a few minutes' thoughts on apostolic authority, you know, where it should go, what he would want from it, what he's expecting, what he believes. Anyway, Ross, they're friendly as far as I know. All right, so just relax there. No stoning of false prophets, because you're not one of those. All right, so go ahead and I'll relax over here and soak it all in.
I must just say, Robin sends hello to everybody up here. There's Wednesday night, I think. We're sitting in the lounge and see. Was a little bit upset. She said to me, oh, you know, I just really feel I'm missing out and, you know, I'd really love to go. And I did what a good husband did. I got down on my knees and crawled over to a chair. And then I got up and around her and I said, you know what I think? I said, I want to tell you something. And I said, I think we've got the best marriage in the world. So she sort of half smiled, half cried. And I comforted her in the situation. I said, I'll be flying out tomorrow. Rightio. No. She genuinely says hello and loves us all. But I must say I've got quite a bit or a lot out of even what's taken place already. Myself, man, I just feel every time you come you feel like you got that much growing to do. You know, there's that far to go, but I realised something early this year. We met up with John and Hazel, and after they had left, I'd just been sitting down. I was just thinking about what we'd done, what we'd prayed about, and one of the things I realised, and I don't know whether you've come up in I've come up through the 80s and the 90s, and different things go on, but you know, God to me is always looking ahead. He's not living in the 80s. But it was back in the 80s, I would say, an apostle is someone who plants churches, or apostle is someone with signs and wonders, or we had all these, how we would define apostles and prophets. But I sat in as I was thinking, I realised that it's not about personal ministry. I just realised, and I sat down with the Lord, and I thought, you know, it's not about my ministry. It's not about the individual. It's about the whole body. And after John had prayed, I had this sense that you do what God wants you to do, but I'm not trying to step into a call or a ministry. I'm trying to flow in what the Lord desires for his church. All of a sudden I felt like I could be in a strange place and someone could ask you a question that to be basically I wouldn't know. But I had this sense that if I leaned into the grace that was upon John's life, the Spirit of God could reveal and give me an answer or response, not because of myself, but because of the grace that comes through apostolic authority. I think that between that time and then seeing David when he dropped into Melbourne, one morning I just felt the Lord said to me this. He said, Australia will not change by electing Christians to Parliament, but Australia will change when apostolic authority is in place. That's what I felt he said. I don't think myself personally, and sometimes I might be too conservative. Sometimes I get a bit conservative. Sometimes I'm unconservative, I know. But sometimes I'm too conservative. But I don't think there's hundreds and thousands of apostles roaming around the countryside. I actually don't think there is maybe 100 genuine Christ-appointed apostles in the land. I don't know. The Lord knows. Because, and I don't know the way I see it and understand it's correct, but I look at it this way, that, you know, David was called. He was anointed by Samuel. He lived his life and Saul was the king. And when he came to battle, such as Goliath, he operated really under a kingly anointing or gifting, you could say. He stood up to the face of the giant and won the battle because the battle was the Lord's. But you know, he was never appointed king until he'd gone through the tests and trials, the challenges of Saul, where he could have killed him, but he didn't. And when he was tried and proved, when it came to the day, he was appointed as king. And I would say to all of us, I look at John's life and I think that John's been tested, tried and proven for Christ to appoint him as an apostle. I think God just doesn't hand these things out to just willy-nilly. We might be called, there might be many people called, but I don't think there's many that go and pass the tests and requirements that God desires. And you know, it is also about responsibility. I don't think, you know, I can hear people say, oh, well, I'm an apostle. Well, why are you an apostle? Oh, because that girl came out of the kitchen and said so. They prophesied over me. I tell you what happened. Some people came to our house one night and said, oh, we've got an apostle and we're going to start a church in Cranbourne. And I said, who is he? And it was this young fellow. He's about 22, 23 years old. And they said, oh, so-and-so came into Brisbane. We went to the conference and they prophesied he's an apostle. 3 months later, it comes out that the fellow had homosexual problems, had been in relationships with pastor's sons, and was nowhere near it. He went on to receive ministry, as far as I know, and I don't know from that. What a ridiculous statement to put upon a young fella who no one knew, had no relationship, because someone said this. I tell you, it is responsibility. To me, I look at it like this. I looked at the John Alley and Bob, both from the same place, that they carry the apostolic ministry of Christ. That's the way I look at it. That the gift Christ has given them is his ministry and a responsibility for them to carry it out in the land. So there's responsibility. If you think you think of the prophetic ministry through the 90s, the prophetic ministry got a bit of wind behind it. But there's so many people who all of a sudden we're all prophets. But you know, you can listen and listen and listen to all these words that are said. And you know, I think back, I listened to a tape, I think Kenneth Hagin made in the 70s, and he said, for every city I've gone into just about in America, someone has prophesied and given me the word of the Lord. And he said, you know how many of them I can say I think were real? He said, I can count them on one hand. But see, we're gullible. We take these things in and we don't understand the responsibility that comes with carrying authority and the grace of Christ. I think Christ must appoint apostles. We may have apostolic grace because we relate to an apostle to degrees, but the primary people to me that Christ has appointed to the body of Christ, he has appointed himself. And there's not that many. And this is my understanding of what God will do. In the nation of Australia, culturally, we're a bit of a, I reckon we're a bit of a rebellious, we wrestle with authority, we're against the government, you know, if someone tries to stand it over you, well, you're going to stand up and take them on. We're that, to me, we're culturally not really a submissive people. We're very independent. But this is my belief with my communication with the Lord is this, that he is going to establish apostolic authority in this country. I tell you, we should be praying to find out the genuine Christ-appointed apostles and prophets of our land. This summit should be about the apostles and prophets of God that Christ has appointed coming together here in this place, that we are blessed, that they are holy apostles and prophets because he has appointed them. And we respect them and honour them. And the grace of God flows through them. The government of Christ established in the earth. We all think we're looking for the Lord, but the Lord gives gifts to govern his people. If I'm wrong, John, just jump in and cut in any flakes on the way. They are Christ's appointments. If you're doing your own thing, if it's all about your ministry and you're deceived. I know we've learned it in generations past, but one day you wake up and go, I was deceived. They've led me astray all these years. Because it's not. It wouldn't matter. You know, this is the tendency of what we do. You go to another place, God gives a bit of grace. We see some signs and wonders. And the next time we come back to that place, it's Ross Blamey Ministries. Signs and wonders. Evangelist to the world. You only had 3 people healed. You prophesied over 2. And now you're a worldwide evangelistic ministry. But that is the tendency. The tendency is that it's about us. Well, this church doesn't exalt me. Well, my ministry, me and my ministry are moving. They will not know what they've missed when I've gone. They'll be wishing I was still there. Little did you know they were glad to close the door and get rid of you. That's the way it's been. You know, and all you can feel is the kick in the back of the pants as you're walking out. And some people think it's the anointing coming with them. But you know, this is the way I look to what's to come. I think Christ is appointing. I'll say appointing. He may have appointed more than what we know. But he is appointing his apostles and prophets in his church. Remember, he builds a church. I believe we need to pray and know and find who those people are. You think what happens. You get 5 apostles that have been appointed by Christ in this country. You get those 5 people together in agreement and they start to, before Christ, in the power of God's Spirit, take back the authority of this country into the hands of God. The Christ starts to direct our nation. You know, that if something happens in government and a group of apostles and prophets of Christ get together and say it will not happen. And government bows its knee to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. You know, we will see, you don't see it now, but this nation is going to change. This nation is going to, I honestly believe, and I might be thinking a bit selfishly myself, but I honestly believe Australia is called by God to be an apostolic nation. We are meant to have an apostolic church and we are meant to be forerunners in this earth. And I think other countries are most probably outrun us at the moment. We're nearly running backwards, but that's the way it just looks. But that's what I believe. That's what I believe. I believe we'll see cities and towns fall to Christ. We should be, that book, the City Gates book, City Eldership. I sat there one day thinking about, you know, we're praying for the people, we're praying for local church now. And all of a sudden I felt like we should be praying for city eldership. All of a sudden I realised, well, we're not meant to be out there by ourselves planting a church. I'm meant to be praying, Lord, where is your eldership of this area? Where is your eldership? That mightn't be all apostles and prophets. It could be just people with integrity that will represent Christ as an eldership and covering for that town. Think about that in a town. That the government of your town is not the local council. but the authority of Christ. Imagine the ungodliness we could drive out. How we could change the thinking of government. But, you know, I think that we need to pray and we need to believe that God can do it. I'm looking forward to the summits. I tell you, I felt, this is what the Lord showed me, that there'd be days when John Alley would pray for people and he would feel the presence of Christ and his Spirit imparting gifts and appointments to his God's people. Not because it's John Alley doing this, no, because it's the apostle that's been put there by Christ and appointed by him. And you know, there's a lot of people talk about impartation, but what you want is genuine. I said to people at home one day, I said, you know, one of the problems we have with the prophetic ministry is that if a person goes into divination, most of the time we don't know. You know, you can have prophetic schools, but I tell you, if that person is operating out of the wrong spirit, he'll open everybody else's mind up to the wrong spirit. I mean, someone said to me, oh, I see angels. Well, so did the bloke who wrote the Satanic Bible. And he was scared of them. So, you know, I see at home now from this meeting's here this weekend. I realised home quite a few years ago, two spirits came into my bedroom. I was feeling sick as a dog and I lay down on the bed and they most probably picked me weak moment. And they said to me, you cannot make us go. And I've thought about it for quite a few years. And the Holy Spirit named them as soon as they come into the room. I had two names. But I tell you what I think this weekend. I think that, hang on, I don't have to be an apostle. Because if I submit to an apostle and I'm building relationship with that apostle, the grace of that authority can flow to me. We can deal with these things. We can deal with them. God's most probably, that's my backside is feeling, that's the Lord's foot up my backside to get in action. That foot anointing, Lord, I've got it again. But you know, but that's, there are things, look, you might think life just goes on and the devil doesn't do nothing. And we had a situation, one night I woke up. Do the kingdom of darkness target us? Do they know you're there? I'll guarantee they do. I'll tell you, one night, I was sound asleep. In one motion, I rolled over. I flicked the light on. I looked in the doorway of our bedroom, and there was two, like, smoky images in the doorway like this. And I said, all I said, as I rolled over, turned the light on, said, gotcha! And these things slowed down. They went real still. And all of a sudden, I was conscious and knew what they were thinking. He can see us. Shoo! Out they went. So I jumped out of bed, ran to the door and said, and next time I'll cut that cord, you won't come back again. But you know, I don't lie awake every night looking for them. But I was grateful for the Holy Spirit to show it because to me, it put the wind up. I mean, anyway, give them a bit of a scare. So, anyway. I've had me 10 minutes up there. You know, there was a song. Linda sung it, I think, when she was smaller in church, when we were a little church place. And it was seven words. And it went, I don't know if I can sing it. It went, Jesus, you are the Lord. You are the Lord of Australia. Jesus. You are the Lord, you are the Lord of Australia. We sung it quite often, seven words, a little chorus he gave us. I think we should have great expectation for coming summits. I think we should pray for John and the leadership here that grace is going to increase. I tell you, I think we should be founded and we need a greater manifestation of the love of Christ amongst us. That the love of God would be real amongst us. That we're not here on a bunch of laws, but we're here by relationship. Sharing the love of God. Seeing the apostolic authority at work amongst us. You know, seeing grace has been given by impartation. I know John imparts grace now. But seeing the power of God's Spirit manifest amongst us. Not for our own glory, for the glory of Christ. Because everything comes from him and is for him. The whole book of the Bible's written about Christ. Some people got other ideas, but I think Jesus is the centre. I think in Jesus will be glorified. I think in the end of the day, this earth is not going to be half a dozen Christians backed into a dark corner, you know, with the devil poking forks at us and we're waiting for Jesus. Quick, get me out, Lord! I think the command that we have is that the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord, and he desires that through his church he will establish his authority, and we'll see thousands upon thousands come to Christ, including in this nation. To me, I expect more than 50%. I'm most probably heading for 70. The Lord's not taking bets at the moment, so I'm just saying that's about where I am. Anyway, I've said enough.